Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were learning about the people mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, who will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We see here, as he's talking to these people, some were fornicators. He says, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, that is cheating in marriage, or cheating with a married person, nor effeminate, and the idea is homosexual sin, nor abusers of themselves of mankind. This can be the sexual predator. This can be the sin, sexual sin of any kind. And then he goes on and says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers. Now the revelers there, it has a various applications, but the idea here, this is the social drinking, party and crowd. Now they may get drunk. They may get very drunk. Sometimes they had drinking parties. And who could drink the most? And before they passed out, I guess. I don't know how that was. But they called that the same as here, revelers. But yet, it wasn't limited to just that. As a matter of fact, as often, if not more often, it was referring to those that drank, partied, maybe got drunk, maybe didn't. It was social drinking, and it was partying at the same time. And of course, that is never, never, never right. And so there are those that are trying to write books. There's some that have either colleges, they have churches, preachers that have already crossed that line, said, you know, it's all right to social drink. The sin is only if you get drunk. That's what the Bible teaches against. Listen, somebody that tells you that, somebody that takes that stand, is being a false prophet. I don't know if they're consistently a false prophet, but they're saying that. They are deceived. Now, you don't want to listen to a deceiver. Somebody that's deceived, fully deceived, teach you. Remember, we saw that already in this text, how they were deceived in our Titus text. So now you're looking here at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. So he says, some of you were thieves, some of you were covetous, some of you were drunkards or revelers. Okay, none says these kind. He says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. An extortioner holds something over somebody else's head with the threat to reveal it if they don't do their bidding. And so because of fear, they go along with the person. Now he says these kind of people do not inherit the kingdom of God. So he said, well, boy, if they're that way, then they can't be saved. That's not what he said. They can't continue in that lifestyle. They cannot continue and be that and be saved. They can get saved. They can get saved and taken from that lifestyle. But being that way, like any unsaved person, they won't enter into the kingdom of heaven, even though they may be religious. Religious, but not saved. And so, he mentions these kind of people and says they should not inherit the kingdom of God. Then verse 11, here's the kicker. And such were some of you. Wow. See what that's saying? All these things that were listed here in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, he's saying, that was this local church here at Corinth. Such were some of you, not all of them, but some of them were there. But ye are washed. How are you washed? Well, Revelation chapter 1, by the blood of Jesus Christ. But ye are sanctified. How are you sanctified? You're set apart for holy use by God. When you received Christ as Savior, you also were baptized by the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about water baptism there, but you were baptized by the Holy Spirit. You were brought into the body of Christ, and you're set apart for sacred use, even though these evils that it's already mentioned up here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, 10, those evils, even though they were true of you, and you know they were true, all of a sudden, they're forgiven. They're cleansed. And so, you're sanctified then and set apart for holy use. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Now, sometimes people think it's not just to let that person do this or do that. For an example, a lot of the Bible says things about divorce. We know a deacon cannot be a divorced person. A pastor cannot be a divorced person. But it doesn't say that a divorced person can't be a witness, can't teach their Sunday school class, can't seek to edify new believers in Christ. Doesn't say they can't. Now, there are those churches that try to say they can't do that. Somebody says, "At guy, there was a man that just really fell in his spiritual life. He ended up in a divorce. And the pastor told me, yeah, he's got a great ability to teach. He's got his life right with God, but he's been divorced, so he doesn't teach in my church." And so my question was, well, do you let him tithe in your church? I mean, he can tithe, but he can't teach. And how's he going to fulfill Matthew chapter 28, go into all the world and teach all nations? Can he witness? So the only thing he can't do is, even though the Great Commission says for believers to teach them to observe all things whatsoever he's commanded, he can't do that now because he had this sin in his life. You see, you've got to follow context. You've got to follow it all the way through. My friend, I'll tell you, a divorced person cannot be the pastor by what the Word of God tells us. He cannot be a deacon by what the Word of God says. But the Word of God makes distinctions between preachers, teachers. It makes distinctions. I mean, look at Ephesians chapter 4. It talks about other offices. And yet, it doesn't mention them for those offices. The Bible is specific in talking about deacons and pastors, being specific in qualification. Now, I know there are people out there, preachers out there, others listening out there, going to be upset with what I just said, but that's the truth. Now, understand, probably just about everyone under the sound of my voice, including this voice that you're hearing, can think back, can see back, without having to really think hard, of a sin that we've had in our life. We repented, we got right with God. Maybe it's one of those things that others didn't find out. Maybe you did it with other people, but those relationships are long gone. But whatever it is, it keeps coming back up into your mind from time to time. And it's just like somebody taking a knife or something and just torturing you with it, sticking you with it over and over. And by the time you get over that and you realize, hey, wait a minute, I am forgiven. That's not me anymore. And then the devil somehow tried to remind you again, once again. And so sometimes people allow the past to haunt them, which means they do not rest in the shed blood, the cleansing blood, the forgiving power of our Lord and Savior. Now, he said, you were cleansed. Yeah. You're washed. How? By the blood. You're sanctified. How? Set apart by God. With his Holy Spirit to come in, indwell you, because when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came to indwell you. And so, you were saved. You're sanctified. You were set apart by the Holy Spirit. And you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? Because now your standing is in him, not in your own merits, in his merit. And you gave your life to Christ. And by the Spirit of God. Now, you're going to argue with the Spirit of God? The Spirit of our God? Not a wise thing to do. But sometimes people want to insist, well, I don't care what it says. I believe that that person shouldn't be this, or that person shouldn't sing in our choir, that person shouldn't be working on a bus route, even if they are forgiven. Well, no biblical basis. And he added there, in verse 11, and such were some of you. So don't forget that. It's not to throw your sin up in your face all the time and keep you living miserable. No. To keep you from being down on others, and it also helps you to understand others can be saved. That's why he told us there in our text about that all these kind of different sins. And he said, after the grace of God appeared, you know, that was it. So again, now, he says, don't forget. Don't forget. This is what you sometimes were. You were hating one another. So that's why verse 3 started out, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived. He talks about these sins in verse 3, and that was true not over here where Titus is, but also Church of Corinth. Those people could be saved, and many of those people did get saved. So make sure that you understand that. Make sure that you know that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.